Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
That's my favorite sound yet of rock cracking. What's the difference? We've had rock cracking for years here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, but this is the first time I've heard that crack of the rock. And no, we no longer have President Barack Obama. His name is ex-President Barack Obama, and we have a new president, Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States. And I just have to tell you, folks, the liberal left has been pummeled. It's like rock falling apart. This is the best term I can say for the show, Rock Splitting Politics, is the rock is splitting. And Donald Trump is carving out a new era in America. And in just a minute, I'm going to tell you about what you won't hear anywhere else but right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Before I go into that, and it has to do with a certain cycle of about 70 years. What does that mean for America today? You better hang on to your hat and keep listening. We're going to get to it in just a minute. Let me tell you about today's show. We are happy because we have a new president. We have a new hope. We have a new Congress. We will have a new Supreme Court with a fresh new face. And before the end of the next 4 years, there's a good chance we'll have new faces on the Supreme Court. If Donald Trump will stick to the list that he's given us, we know we'll have some strong conservative members joining the Supreme Court, Lord willing, when some of the liberals go ahead and resign or remove one way or other by the Lord God Almighty. Because some of them are getting on up there in years, you know that. Let's look at this week's show. The first under President Donald J. Trump. And I have to say, it is exciting. And first off, yes, I went to the inauguration. I've had to record some of this show before. So next week, on next week's show, we'll have some first-hand reports of Doc Holliday at the inauguration. And I'll give you some great insight for being there. But today's show, let me just tell you, it is about the week before when we had Representative John Lewis, a hero of the civil rights era and a hero in his own right, an American hero. But he said something. He said Donald Trump would not be a legitimate president, and he was protesting by not going to the inauguration ceremony. What does that mean? Well, Doc Holliday's got a special take on it with a friend of this show, Reverend William Owens, was on Fox News, National News, and he had several things to say, some strong things to say, and we're going to hear what he said. I'll have some comments, but that's not all. We have a former Black Panther is going to talk about what he thought about John Lewis and his comments from a Tucker Carlson show. We'll have some clips to play. I have some comments about that. All that's coming up on the second half of the show. And it is the thing I believe we can mark forward. How does America deal with inner cities? How we deal with the African-American community, the Hispanic community? Do the jobs that President Trump will now start working to create, will it help everyone, or it will help just the white middle class that voted for him, or the rich white Wall Street crowd? How about the rich black Wall Street crowd? We need more of that, don't we? Yes, we do. America will cease to be so divided when the waters lift everyone up, when the waters lift all the boats. And I think that's what Donald Trump said. Give me a chance. And we'll hear what Reverend Owens in a minute had to say about that. But first, before we get into that part of the show, yes, Doc Holliday has something you won't hear anywhere else. There's a 70-year cycle, not to the year. You look at American history. And you can tell your friends and neighbors about this. You can call it the Doc Holliday theory. But every 70 years since the signing and passage of the United States Constitution, something major and dramatically, politically has happened. A shift in the country's thinking. A shift not just for 4 years or even 8 years. Ronald Reagan had a little shift, but it's minor. He helped lay some foundation. What are the major shifts? What happened after 70 years of the signing? Well, by golly, you look at it. The Civil War, the American Civil War, how our nation was tested. And there was a lot of people who wanted to split the nation, dissolve the Union, break apart, make it two countries. But Abraham Lincoln foresaw the future and the need for a United States of America. Think what this country has done from World War I to World War II through the Cold War. What would happen if the world did not have America? What would have happened if we did not have a United States of America? Thanks to Abraham Lincoln, thanks to the blood of many, this nation forged a new frontier of freedom and made slavery non-existent, made slaves free. Free men came into the American dream. I said a 70-year cycle, a dramatic change politically. The country was changed forever. Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. Again, the radical Republicans took control, and they changed forward of what American politics was. And then 70 years from the Civil War, where does that take us? Right into the middle of the Great Depression and then World War II, and how that dramatically, once again, changed America. FDR put together a coalition of a Democratic majority. He stayed in. He was elected four times. Harry Truman was elected again until Dwight D. Eisenhower came in. But he built such a huge, great consortium. I say the word great, but it was liberal. And it gave us policies that we're still dealing with. It made government huge. But what happens now? Where are we now? From the end of World War II. We are 70 years out. Wow. Would Donald Trump and the amazing, unpredicted election of 2016, could that usher in a new 70-year cycle where a great dominance and a great shift of American political intellect and thinking happen so that the liberals would be on the run for more than a generation? Could it be? Could it happen? Is the seismic shift, the rock-splitting politics that we've been talking about right here on Doc Holliday's show since we started with the Tea Party days, are we in the midst of what was building up and then the dramatic, unpredicted election of Donald J. Trump as President of the United States? Are we talking about a new 70-year cycle since the beginning of the of the United States Constitution, 1788? It was passed and signed, and it became the law of the land. It glued us together, got us through the Great Civil War, got us through what it took to grow and multiply from frontier states to territories. I'm telling you, great things have happened on 70-year cycles. We are 70 years out from the end of World War II, and great things can happen again. Shifting, a seismic shift in rock-splitting politics. Am I predicting it? Are we in it? Doc Holliday's just telling you, look at the 70-year cycles, and you won't hear this on any other show because it's not anywhere else but right here. Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, the 70-year cycle. I've just told you about it. Tell your friends and neighbors, take a listen. And I can't predict anything other than that I will keep doing this show. I'll keep living my life as much as I can to increase America's freedom and the freedom and liberty, and go back to where Donald Trump said, let's make America again. I'm already saying, let's make America the best it's ever been. We can do it. Working together. Do not give up. Do not slack off. We've got to limit this government. We've got to cut it down to size. And at the same time, we've got to do what Donald Trump said. Build out our infrastructure. Let's create jobs and put energy. Jobs, creating all the energy. Use all of the above. Yes, there's green energy. We can use a little of that. But do not stop looking and searching for gas and oil. Coal, as we need coal to get coal miners back to work. There is so much that can go on, and potential is unlimited with the ingenuity and the brains of America, a new spirit of we can do it. Let the government provide nothing but the law of the Constitution, and let free men live to the best of their ability. Wow. Let's go, folks. I'm all fired up. How about you, new president? And now I want to take you to what Representative John Lewis was talking about. And we got a couple of clips to play. I'll interrupt some of those. Before we get to that, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. And I want to let you know that we have a friend of the show, and he did a little clip for us. I'm going to play that. And then I'm going to play something about his book, because when he got called a deplorable, I was right where he was. We were at the Value Voters in Washington, D.C., when Hillary Clinton went and called us all deplorables because we were behind Donald Trump. And it made me mad, and it riled up Todd Starn so much, he wrote a book. And take a listen to his plug for our show, and take a listen to a plug for his book.
Hello, America. Todd Starnes here from the Fox News corner of the world, and you are listening to Rock Splitting Politics. Sweet mercy.
Woo, all right.
That's good.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes. I'm excited to tell you about my new book, The Deplorables Guide to Making America Great Again. After President Reagan brought mourning to America, conservatives went into hibernation. We grew complacent. And faster than you could say, read my lips, there was a community organizer bucking in the White House. President Obama called us bitter. Hillary Clinton called us deplorable. But Donald Trump called us Americans. And he promised to make our nation great again. But there is still a clear and present danger looming in the distance. Yes, we elected Donald Trump, we saved the Supreme Court, and we're going to defend American sovereignty. But winning was just the beginning. My book offers practical advice on fighting and winning the war on traditional values. It lays out the plan to fight back against the secular humanist and the gender revolutionaries and the social justice warriors. My book's been endorsed by a who's who of deplorable Americans, including Duck Commander Phil Robertson, Tony Perkins, Dr. Robert Jeffers, and the Benham Brothers. Governor Mike Huckabee wrote these words, "The Deplorable's Guide to Making America Great Again should be required reading for every high school student and every patriot in America." Page after page, Todd reminds us that every generation has a responsibility to defend our freedom. Todd delivers a dose of deep-fried reality served up with a heaping helping of his signature Southern humor. And that's how we're going to do it, America, with the Bible in one hand and a hefty dose of humor in the other. I show you how we can be happy warriors. So get yourself a copy and then buy one for your church library or book.com. I'm Todd Starnes.
Well, I think Todd Starnes is excited about his book. I'm excited about his book. And, you know, Doc Holliday's got a chapter in a new book about Israel coming out. And it's next week. We're going to give you more information about how to get that. It's almost ready to order, folks. And I've talked about it in previous shows. So I will get back with you and hopefully have that ready to order on next week's show. But in the meantime, check out what Todd Starnes is writing about. If you are a deplorable, congratulations. He got a book written about you already. Now, I want you to take a listen to this little tune, a little clip from the 1960s. Then we're going to kick it in with a hero of the 1960s and what he said, Congressman John Lewis.
Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop.
Well, I think Congressman John Lewis is paranoid. I think he is fearful that the power that the Democrats and the left-wingers have had, they have had it, is coming to an end. When I told you on the front part of the show about the 70-year cycle since the signing of the U.S. Constitution, well, I feel like the liberals really know. The fear is that Donald Trump will bring jobs, and jobs will help create a better community in these congressional districts that have been suffering for 50 years under Democratic rule. I believe inner cities can have a chance for success. That scares the liberals, the GBs, out of liberals, out of left wingers, because their socialism is failing. And now there's going to be a chance for Donald Trump to show what he can do to create jobs along with conservative Republicans, and let's see what happens. Give him a chance. And Reverend William Owens, a friend of this show, was on Fox News, and he talked about some of the things that he and I have talked about for years. And he knows Congressman John Lewis, marched with him in Georgia back in the civil rights days. Now, I was with Reverend William Owens and some other friends. We went to the funeral of Dr. Benjamin Hook, used to be the president of NAACP. Great lawyer in the early days of the civil rights, worked with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and was one of his good close lawyer friends, and was a civil rights icon himself. But I went to the funeral there in Memphis, and John Lewis was there, and Reverend Owens introduced me to Congressman Lewis. And I respect him because he is a hero. He stood up to the bigotry and took the licks for freedom and stood strong for freedom. And I admire him for that, and I will say he's an American hero. I later saw him after that when I was with the Tea Party movement, working with the Tea Party movement. I saw him at the airport, and I knew because I just met him previously at the funeral, and I went up to him and spoke to him, told him I was part of the Tea Party movement, and we had a good conversation about making America a better place. That's the early years of the Barack Obama administration. But now what John Lewis said, when he does not feel like President Trump is legitimate because of the Russians, I think that's paranoia striking deep. I played that song from Buffalo Springfield. Exactly what are we talking about? Well, I can say it, but not as good as my friend Reverend William Owens. And there's also a former, not Reverend Owens, but there's a former Black Panthers who was on Tucker Carlson. We're going to play a little clip from him at the end of the show, but take a listen to Reverend William Owens right on Fox News last week.
As we reported during Fox Report this hour, Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis questioned the legitimacy of President-elect Donald Trump. But according to my next guest, the congressman and other black lawmakers should be encouraging their constituents to give the president-elect a chance. Joining me now is Reverend William Owens for tonight's Fox Report interview, and he is the founder and president of the Coalition of African American Pastors. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I want to start with the news of the day about the Lewis being a prominent member of Congress saying that he will not attend the inauguration this week. You disagree with the posturing by Mr. Lewis. Why?
Absolutely disagree. I marched with Mr. Lewis in Nashville, Tennessee. We all marched together. We fought together. But Mr. Lewis, I think at this point, is on the wrong side of history. Mr. Trump was elected legally. He is the president of the United States, or the president-elect. And I think what they're looking at is a way to find out why Hillary was not elected. She was not elected not because of what the Russians did. She was not elected because of what she said. One great thing Mrs. Clinton said was we had to change our religious beliefs. We're not going to change our religious beliefs for a political party, not a leader. And that was a grave mistake. And millions of people heard her loud and clear. She overreached. What Mr. Obama started, she was going to finish. But she did not know that there were millions of people, Christians, blacks, who voted against her, voted for Trump because of that. She cannot tell us about our religious beliefs. She does not have that right.
Wow, I've never heard that anywhere else. And I'll break in right here and just say, did you hear what Reverend Owen said? We have rights. We have civil rights. But Hillary Clinton does not have the right to change, to say she is saying that we have to change our religious beliefs. It bothered Reverend Owens. I heard him talk about that during the campaign. And he went out and told others, are we going to change our religion? And, you know, Hillary Clinton says we're going to change our religious beliefs. Now, that is not American. That is not what America needed. And thank goodness enough. Did you hear what Reverend Owen said? They were black pastors, black Christians, who, like him, said they would not vote for somebody who said they had to change their religious beliefs. And he voted, therefore, for Donald Trump. Let's continue on. Listen a little more from Reverend William Owens on Fox News last week.
You know, I'm listening to you, and I know that you were at the National Press Club yesterday in Washington, D.C., and you said some of what you just said now, but it was an announcement that you wanted to make, and you wanted particularly black lawmakers like Mr. Lewis and others who are now saying that they will not attend the inauguration on Friday, and clergymen and women in black churches across America to hear a single message. What is it?
The single message is we should respect the law. Give Mr. Trump a chance. If blacks in America have problems, you can't look to Mr. Trump because of those problems. Look at the prior administrations. I was shocked last December when I learned that President Johnson started the war on poverty to get blacks to be dependent on the government. I didn't know it. He was one of my heroes. I praised him for what he did about the Voting Rights Act and all of the things he said. But I was speaking to a historian, and I said, you know, Mr. Johnson had good intentions, but he had unexpected consequences. He said, Bill, you have it all wrong. Mr. Johnson intended to do what he did and gave me the research. And when I researched and found that he did that to get black women on welfare, they hired 100,000 federal workers to go throughout the country to get black women on welfare and get the father out of the home, it destroyed the black community. And I don't like it because my community has been destroyed because of votes. And the same thing is still going on.
Did you hear what Reverend Owens had to say, that President Johnson was his hero, and he was talking to the historian, and then the historian told him that no, President Johnson wanted to get black voters welfare. He wanted to get them tied to the government, voting for the Democrats to get their votes. He would give them welfare by kicking a man out of the family and given pregnant women welfare, and it destroyed the black family in America. That's what Reverend Owens has said. I've not heard anybody say it that strong anywhere. Thank you, Reverend Owens, for opening up a conversation that all America needs to be talking about.
During that time, I said, if we could just get a black mayor, if we could get a black, black congressman, things would be better. We have more black politicians now than you can think of. Look at our conditions today. Look at education. Look at our young people. Look at our prison. Why?
So what is the answer? I mean, I hear you saying this. And I look at Baltimore as an example when you talk about those black leaders and how many African-Americans have held office and been there. And then we had the riot situation in Baltimore and things falling apart with the police department there. So I understand your argument, but what is the answer moving forward?
I think I can tell you some of the answer. I can tell you what I did. I don't mean to brag, but in 4 years, I put 400 students at a major university in this country, students that otherwise could not have gone to college. And we called it Give Me a Chance Ministry. And that was the reason what Mr. Trump said, give me a chance, resonated with me so. We put those 400 students in college and had a 75% graduation rate, and 90% of them would not have been able to go to any college. We gave them hope, and the university gave them a chance.
What is the response from leaders in the black community? Have you talked with Congressman Lewis? What is the response?
No, I have not talked with Congressman Lewis. I would love to. I just,
Reverend Al Sharpton?
My PR person just the other day reached out to Reverend Sharpton and asked if we could have dialogue. I respect him very much. I respect his views, and I want him to respect my views. I think we should dialogue. Much is at stake in the black community. It's too much at stake for us to play with the lives of our children, the born and the unborn. It is too much at stake for us to pimp the community.
Ooh.
And I want to have dialogue with Mr. Lewis, Mr. Sharpton, and other black leaders. And I'll show you my facts. Show me yours.
That's a strong word you just used about what some of them may be doing with their constituents. Last question for you. No doubt you saw the video of the thousands of people who were marching anti-Trump, if you will, alongside Reverend Sharpton. Your quick last thought.
My quick last thought is people will follow. They want something to do, but they don't really think. I know some people that lean to a certain party, and they can't tell me why. I said, why do you stand for this party? What are the facts? They don't know. They listen to leaders, and that's the reason I hold Mr. Lewis and Reverend Sharpton to a high standard.
Have you,
you
met
have
Mr.
a
Trump?
High responsibility to be responsible for the things that you say and the things that you do in this society, because people will follow you.
Have you met Mr. Trump?
Oh, yes, 3 times.
All right. So you have talked with him. Sorry, I appreciate your time tonight. I saw on social media a hot fire when I put out that you were going to be on the program. You have a lot of people watching and listening to your leadership tonight. We appreciate you coming on with your perspective. Reverend Owens, thank you.
Now, that was Reverend William Owens. He's been on this show before, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and he's a friend of this show, and he knows our work for liberty and freedom, and we appreciate his hard work in getting a message out. And I believe there's a new era, not just a 70-year cycle, but Donald Trump represents a new era for race relations and building together unity and creating jobs for everyone. Let's see what happens. Let's work together. And that's what Reverend Owens, you heard him say, Donald Trump said, give me a chance. And he had a ministry called Give Me a Chance Ministry. And he did help educate 400 students who would never go to college if he had not had that ministry. And now let's hear Tucker Carlson talking to Mason Weaver. He used to be a Black Panther, and this is his take on what Congressman John Lewis had to say about Donald Trump. Take a listen.
Well, Congressman John Lewis of Georgia is being cast as the undisputed champion of Black America, standing in opposition to Donald Trump on behalf of all African Americans. But Lewis does not speak for all African Americans. Mason Weaver used to be a Black Panther, for example. He now says Lewis is a, quote, civil rights turncoat who's collaborating with the Democratic Party to oppress Black America. Mr. Weaver joins us now to explain what he means. Mr. Weaver, thanks for joining us tonight.
My pleasure. So, really, my pleasure.
in the early 70s and late 60s, we were demonstrating and protesting for the right to compete as adult citizens in America. We were not demonstrating to be taken care of better. Now, Congressman Lewis, he marched across the Pettus Bridge, and they beat him and ran over him. But those were Democrats. It was Democrats. George Wallace stood in the schoolhouse yard. It was Democrats, Bull Connors, that oppressed folks. It was Democrats that voted for the litmus test called the illiteracy test and the poll tax. He was fighting Democrats. But after they beat his behind on that bridge and ran over him and stomped him in the ground, he got up and turned and joined them. He joined the oppressors and became a stooge for them, where he was now sitting and presiding over the destruction of the black community, the destruction of the black men, the destruction of the black woman with drugs and gangs. He has presided over the worst school system in the world, where black people are learning only to be gang prep. So I'm outraged at the demonstration that he had early in his life has turned into a subjugation of his rights and authority as a black leader.
So when you say he's presided over, are you speaking of his congressional district?
Not just his congressional district, but the Congressional Communist Black Caucus that has every district they own and control is a ghetto hellhole. It's a place that no one wants to go to. They're in control of every inner city school system, every inner city police, every inner city jail. They have produced nothing but drugs and misery. Black owned businesses, black owned housing has been reduced. They have presided over the destruction of black people. They should be ashamed of themselves, and I don't understand why any black person could be a Democrat.
Huh. Interesting. So you believe that John Lewis, when he gets up and says anything, is already discredited because of what he's failed to do since the civil rights era?
He has done nothing. John Lewis, bless his heart, you know, it took courage to do what he did in early life. But what he has done now, he has turned himself to his enemy, like a little girl being beaten by daddy and joins daddy, like an abused woman beaten by her husband, she joins the husband. He has joined the enemy. He has joined the oppressor. And what he should do, if you're a real man, John Lewis, if you're a real, real hero, you stand up tomorrow morning and you look at the American people and you apologize. You have led them through decades of hell. You should apologize, say you made a mistake, say that you tried to work with them, but the Democratic Party has always been the party of abuse, always been a part of the Klan, the party that went to war to keep slaves, the party that's always been the destruction of black people. Mr. Lewis, you have presided over the destruction of black America, and you owe us an apology.
Well, that was Mason Weaver, former ex-Black Panther, and had stinging comments on Congressman John Lewis. And like I said, I've met Congressman John Lewis, and I respect him for what he did. But these stinging sound bites from African Americans, and you heard Reverend Owens talking about that a black America needs help, but it's not the kind of help the Democratic Party's been giving them for 50 years. So let's see if Donald Trump, let's give him a chance, is what Reverend Owens said. Let's give Donald Trump a chance. Give him a chance. Next week, Doc Holliday has some insights from the inauguration. He's there. Tell you about it. That's next week's show. It's exciting, folks. Rock splitting politics. They're going to be splitting more than you could ever dream with Donald Trump as president. And we're getting a roll. We're rolling, folks. Don't miss a show. Tell your friends and neighbors to get on and listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Can't wait to tell you next week of what went on at the inauguration. God bless you. God bless America.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.